This is the What I Live For podcast for March 28th, 2019. Hello and welcome back to the What I Live For podcast. And today I'm going to finally talk about the half marathon that I did a couple of weeks ago. For those who didn't know, I signed up for a half marathon that I did it like 2 weeks ago. I signed up for it on a whim because to have a little history, to get a little back into the weeds with it. A couple of weeks ago, A couple of weeks ago, I did a half marathon. And then, okay, going back a couple of weeks before that, I had this idea in my head that I was going to do a 10K, a practice 10K, because I'm doing the Flying Pig in May, at the beginning of May, May 3rd through the 5th. Actually, it's on May 4th. And I had planned to just see if I could do a 10K, just like how it would work out and just how long it was going to take me. So I signed up for this 10K. It was like the last couple of days in February, and it was sold out. So I was either going to not run at all, or I had to choose a distance that wasn't a 10K. I had thought about doing just a 5K, but I was like, I really want to do the 10K distance. So I just decided to go along with it and do the half. The half marathon was the next distance that was up. So that's a little over double the amount that I needed to do. And when I signed up for it, I was like, well, I can do a half. I've done one before. You know, let me just try and see how that's going to work out. And I started to kick myself because I was like, I started doubting myself about why should I, you know, even put myself through that torture of trying to run a distance that I haven't ran in roughly about 2 to 3 years. I've been doing 5Ks and that's really it. I hadn't done anything past a 5K in like 3 years, especially since the last marathon that I attempted to do. I just haven't done any distance higher than a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. So, like I said, I signed up for that on a whim because I was like, well, I want the distance. So, that's locked in. I'm just going to do the half, whatever. I also decided I needed some new shoes because I had been putting it off that I needed new shoes. And my wife, Angela, just, you know, she suggested that I try these shoes called Hoka One Ones. They're kind of like very cushioned shoes. They're like, it's like you're floating on air. Like, it's real smooth. It's not, you're really not feeling the ground. So, you know, I bit the bullet. I bought those shoes and I ordered that on, like, literally the same day, like within those 2 days of me signing up. So I'm waiting on these shoes and, you know, a week goes by, still don't have the shoes. You know, a week and a half goes by, still don't have the shoes. And at this point, the shoes, I needed the shoes like a week before the race. It took multiple calls and multiple conversations with this company. I guess they had a computer problem or something. I don't know. But it took like almost 2 weeks for me to get these shoes. So if you're looking at your calendar now, 2 weeks from when I actually ordered the shoes is literally the day before this race. So I got these shoes literally like the night before the race, like, cause I got them sent to the house and I really didn't have a chance to really like try them on and run a couple runs with them. I literally just had to do this race in brand new shoes, which is a no-no if you're a runner, because you never know if you're gonna get blisters or the shoes just don't fit. But it was either this or run with shoes that are pretty worn down. And so I would have felt every time my foot hit the pavement, I would have felt it. So, you know, I bit the bullet with that one and then just tried to run with the shoes. Before the race, I was kind of nervous about doing it because like I said, I was kind of unsure if I could actually do a half because I hadn't done one in a while. But I talked to a couple people, and, you know, and Angela assured me, and she was like, you can just do it. Like, you don't, there's nothing wrong with just trying to do a half. You've done one before, you know, whatever. Just do the race. So, you know, I had nerves up until, like, the day before, and then I kind of just said, you know, forget it. I'm just going to do it. So, sorry. So, I woke up that morning, you know, put my race clothes on. I was representing my team, Texas Team Beef. So, I put, you know, that jersey on and, you know, some shorts and whatever race gear I was putting on that day. And I put the new shoes on, actually the day before they fit, so that was fine. I was still kind of nervous about the shoes because, like I said, wearing new shoes will give you blisters, so, or it's just, they don't fit. You know, it worked out. Like, the shoes were fine. So, I go out, I run this race, and, you know, the first 10K of it, the first half of it, you know, I'm, like, blazing. Like, I walk the first mile because I just want to kind of ease into it. And, you know, the first mile was on a street. It was on a pavement, a paved street. So, like, I was, and most of the, and to clarify, most of the race was on, like a pebbled kind of road, like a trail, because they call it Lucky Trails. So, a lot of the race is on these paved, not paved, on these pebbled roads, like these little trails. So, like, the first mile is straight pavement, straight street. So, like, I just walked that because Angela told me to just walk the first mile just because, you know, you're not on the actual trails until at least a mile in. So I walked that, and, you know, I'm looking at the pace, and I'm like, I'm way faster than I usually am with my old shoes. Like, these shoes are really working for me because I can't even remember what the pace was. It was pretty high up there. I mean, it's pretty low, lower than I've ever walked or ran. So, the pace was super fast. So I'm walking, I get to a mile, and then I just book it. So, like, you know, the second mile goes great. You know, I'm on a trail, like, I'm running through, like, forests and stuff and, like, through parks. Like, the third mile, great. The fourth mile, like, I'm still good. Like, the first two, three, four, five. And, you know, you kind of loop back around to get back to six. And I was still, like, way above pace. Like, I thought I was going to finish this race, like, close to 4 hours because that's where my training runs have been because just because those shoes I was wearing, they were just completely worn out. So, like, I had planned to come in the first half around 2 hours because I just assumed by four, it's going to take me 4 hours to do the whole thing. So, like, I come in to the first half of it, and I come in on, like, 1:35, which is way faster than I had already expected. And so I'm assuming that I have been booking it just to see how much I can push it and how far I can push my body because I really haven't pushed my body to that extent because, you know, these old shoes have been hurting my feet. So, like, I'm pushing it to 1:35 for the first half. And then the second, half comes, and I'm like, I don't need to push it as much the second half because, like, I've already kind of done my practice 10K, and, like, I'm just doing the rest of it just to do it. So I'm taking it easy. I'm not, like, running super hard. I'm running, like, a little bit slower. I'm taking more walk breaks because I know after this race is over, I'm going to be super tired because I hadn't ran more than, well, even with my practice run, I haven't ran more than 5 or 6 miles. So, like, I know that this is going to hurt. Like, I know that after mile 6.2 was done, it was going to hurt. So I took the second half of the race way easier. Like I said, I did a little bit less running, a little bit more walking. You know, I ran when I could. But I knew that if I kept pushing the pace, it was going to be pretty bad. So, you know, the second half, like the first half was business, and like the second half was, let me just have fun with it. So, like I'm running, you know, mile 7, mile 8, mile 9, mile 10, by like mile 9, 10, like my leg starts cramping. And I knew it was coming because I knew that I had been out here at that point. I had been out. It had to have been like at least 2.5 hours or something like that. Like I knew I was out there for a while. So, you know, I knew I was going to start cramping, and then I got, you know, 9, 10, 11, I got to 12, and I really started cramping around, like really bad around 12. Like I said, I just kept pushing and just, and like a lot of people were encouraging me on the course. They're like, just one foot in front of another, you know, and I appreciated that from a lot of people who were out there. And let me just say, the people who were out there weren't just doing the 10K or the half. There were people who were out there doing like a quarter marathon, which is, I think it's like 18 miles or something. So like each loop, well, let me say this. I had to do 2 loops. So you had to go 6 miles out and back, and then you had to do it again, you know, or it wasn't 6 miles. It was like 6.66 miles or something like that. Out and back. So, there were people who were doing like a third loop. So those people were like getting super tired, but they were like pushing me on, knowing that I was just doing 2 loops and they were doing 3. So, you know, I just, like I said, I just had fun with the second half. And like I said, I got to 12 and I really started cramping, and I was trying to just finish. I was still trying to push that pace of not finishing in 4 hours. So, I think by the time I came in to 13.1, which is the end of the race, I think I pushed it. I think I was like 340, I think. I think that's when I finished. I can't remember the exact number. It was like 340, 345, something like that. So I finished about 15, 20 minutes ahead of schedule. So I was super happy about that because, like I said, I really didn't want to go out and do the race. You know, I just had no desire to really do 13 miles to do a half marathon. But I'm kind of glad that I did it. Like, even with the circumstances of the shoes coming like the day before, you know, and then having doubts about just doing 13 miles, like I had fun with it. Like I had a lot of fun just doing that race. And another thing for people who actually do run or want to run, there was plenty of stuff on the course. There was water. I was drinking like water every mile. Like what I was, they had water in Gatorade. So I was drinking water 1 mile and then Gatorade the next mile. Like I kept going back and forth. You know, I had food on me. I had like the, like these energy gels that, Clif Bars make, like the Clif Company. I had those and I was taking those every 30 minutes. Just to have something in me, because I knew I was going to be out there for a while, so I didn't want to be like dehydrated or just be like just ravenous because like I have no energy, and that's why I was also trying to keep my salt up. So yeah, I had fun with that race. Like I'm glad I did it. I'm glad that I just took the chance and just went out there and just had fun. And you know, I was hanging out with friends that live in my town and stuff like that. So I feel like if you're ever doubting just doing something like that's not comfortable, like if you think, oh, I can't do that, like I feel like you should just try it. Like I feel like if you want to do something, especially if it's something that scares you, you should just definitely just go out there and just, you know, bite the bullet and just go ahead and do it. Because I feel like if you're super comfortable all the time and you're just like, oh, I'm used to that, I can do that. Like if you're super comfortable with stuff, like you're always going to do that. But I feel like if you want to do something like that's way out of your comfort zone, I feel like you should definitely challenge yourself. Like, I feel like if you know, I'm rambling now, but like, I feel like a lot of people are like super comfortable, especially like with their fitness, like they do the exact same routine. And I'm guilty of this too, but I feel like if you do things that are like out of your comfort zone, just a little bit, I think that makes you a little bit better, because I feel like you just don't, you're not standing in this one box. You're like, you're trying to get out of this box and you're trying to make yourself better by just doing stuff that you would never ever think you would do. So, like I said, I'm rambling. I am sitting in a hot car recording this podcast because I feel like I owe you guys a podcast because it's been several weeks and I've been trying to record this and it just hasn't been happening. So I'm trying to be better about this. I'm trying to be better, a little bit more consistent about recording these episodes. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I hope you enjoy that story of me being a crazy person and doing a half marathon just because I wanted to run 6.2 and then I had ended up running 13.1. So, like I said, I hope you guys enjoy that. If you want to contact me, you can contact me through Instagram. Search for my handle at Willie Gillis. Just DM me and let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation in the direct messages in the DMs. You can also email me. I have an email address. It's at whatiliveforpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions and concerns there, you can send me messages there. Other than that, I am going to stop rambling. I'm going to get off of here. So I will be back next week, maybe earlier than that. But I'm trying to make this thing a weekly thing. So let's just say I'll be back next Thursday, and I will talk to you guys very soon.